which brought us.
Our October 3rd Health, Recreation, and Events Committee meeting. First item is approval of minutes from the August 1st meeting.
So moved.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item 3 is public comment. If you'd like to come and speak, if you give your name and address, you have 2.5 minutes. Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chairman, committee members. My name is Howard Chapman. My address is 824 Natchez Circle in Mount Pleasant. Item 5 on your agenda, the approval to request contribution from Charleston County in support of county residents at the Thomasina Stokes Marshall Senior Center is on there. I had requested it on behalf of former council member Stokes Marshall and had conversations and correspondence with council member Herb Sass from Charleston County. The purpose of having this on your agenda is hopefully for you to vote in favor of making this request. And I would also add that there is a need to do the same thing for all of our recreation activities, especially for children living in the county, but have to pay double to use things for soccer, baseball, etc. So I make the request that you vote in favor of making forwarding this request to council and then having staff send a letter making the request of county council. This was done back in 2015 for several years. They were doing that, but it had a sunset. So I'd just like to ask that you make the request again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for allowing me to speak. John Icfano, 388 Overseer Place. I'm coming in front of you today to just speak about the recreation referendum. I think that we definitely need to clarify. I think there's some thoughts out there about what council is allowed to do and what council members are allowed to discuss. Maybe you can put that in your discussion point today for legal. There is a vote for parks, .org that has been created. And there's also a vote for Parks Mount Pleasant Facebook page. So if we can help spread that knowledge. I believe we're behind the eight ball a little bit, but I think that we are gathering the citizens together to help promote this. I believe the commission is going to do an excellent job doing that. And I also know that we're looking at handling a press release that we would love to have as many council members available for that as well in a couple of weeks. And the information will go out on that as well. But I think clarifying that I believe that council is allowed to discuss however they want as not similar to what staff is allowed to do. But I think it'd be a great discussion point for number 6. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
Thank you. We have any further public comment? Okay. You were going to ask Mr. Pagan.
Yeah, I was just going to say, David, did you have anything you wanted to add to that or no? Okay.
All right. Thank you. Item 4 is Employee Years of Service Recognition.
Thank you, Madam Chair, committee. Haley Vaughn, could you come up here, please? We're excited to recognize Haley this morning. This is Haley Vaughn. Haley Vaughn started here we're recognizing her for 5 years of service today. However, that's a little misleading because she actually started here in 2010 working as a part-time field supervisor. Did a great job for us as a field supervisor for a long time and then also worked at our front desk. She became full-time 5 years ago in October of 2017, where she was a specialist at our tennis center, did a great job working with Shelley Davis over there, when Shelley got promoted, we moved her into the coordinator position, and she's just hasn't missed a beat. Done a great job leading the tennis program over there, and it's a substantial program, as you all know. It's a they serve a lot of residents here in the town, do a great job, and also take on a lot of the responsibility for programming for pickleball as well. Haley has also been involved since 2020 in our Employee Relations Committee. She's been the representative from Recreation in the Employee Relations Committee. She's helped with different picnics, blood drives, holiday events, and more. She's on the Volunteer Appreciation Committee for the department. And when we put on our Volunteer Appreciation dinner and evening that we've had out the last few years out at Waterfront Park, she's been very involved in that and done a great job. She's organized our annual pickleball tournaments, like I said, and she also helped coordinate the 2018 and 2019 Old Village 5K. So I want to congratulate and recognize Haley for her years of service and thank her for a job well done.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Haley.
Thank you, Haley. All right. Item 5 is approval to request a contribution by Charleston County in support of county residents at the Thomasina Stokes Marshall Senior Center.
I can take that, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Santos, good morning. As you heard from Councilmember Chapman, this is a request to renew the contribution from Charleston County to support their seniors at our senior center. The last contribution we received by the county was in 2016 in the amount of $40,000. That was not renewed the following year, and as such, town council voted to not continue to allow or remove the residential rate that was being paid by non-town residents. And so we are asking if you have similar interest to request of the county both a subsidy from them to support seniors, county seniors at the senior center, but also to support all non-town or county residents participating in our recreation programs. If that is your desire, we ask that you limit it to those living within our area codes that you know about, our zip codes. So we believe that amount that would cover all would be about $50,000. So that would be, we would generate a letter with $50,000 in the body of that letter and send it off to the chairman of county council for that amount.
Okay, thank you. I know we've mentioned some months ago about recreation for children living in the area. So this seems like a great idea for the senior center and to include the kids. So
sure. I'd like to make a motion to request a contribution by Charleston County in support of county residents at the Thomasina Stokes Marshall Senior Center as described by our administrator.
Would you like to include recreation for children too in your motion?
Sure.
It's just
it says residents, so I think that includes
that's talking about the senior center. Mm-hmm. This one's only mentioned senior center, so okay. If you want to include the
okay.
Children
recreation. We'll include the children as well.
Okay. I'll second it then. If they're included. Okay. Any further discussion?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Item 6 is discussion regarding our recreation referendum. We just wanted to see where we are with this. This is pretty much our last meeting before there's a vote. I guess we might have one more, but we wanted to see where the commission stands and what we have on the table going forward for this referendum.
Yes, ma'am, Madam Chair. We have this on the agenda for discussion. I have information that was previously presented regarding the debt limit and the projects themselves. I have that information if you want to review that or discuss any of that. It's available for you. The commission has discussed it, and the same information has been reviewed with the commission, and they are digesting that and taking it for action to give their opinions out to the community about the referendum and meeting with different people. They have asked, they do have contacts for different HOAs in the area to be able to reach out to them and provide input on the referendum. So they are informed as to what the referendum includes, and people can make an informed decision.
Okay. Mr. Santos, did you have anything you wanted to ask?
No, I think that's great to do that education, let people know exactly what's going on. Absolutely.
I think it is important that that we get the word out about what this actually includes, so that there's no misunderstanding. This is a way, you know, for the public to be making this decision. So they really need to be informed. I know we have some people opposed to developing the green space. One important thing for me is the fact that really out of the entire county and town property, that there's probably only a quarter of the property that would really be developed. And there are facts like that that I hope the commission and these groups can get out so that everybody can have an understanding, but before they make their decision to vote.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Item 7 is program and projects update.
All right. Programs are going very well. As you can imagine, we did have to halt programs some this past weekend because of the hurricane, and we had a terrific response. And I want to thank Public Services. They did a great job. They actually came out yesterday and did a lot of work yesterday. We weren't sure if we were going to be open up for programs today once we got back in the swing of things, because there was a lot of debris and stuff all over the fields and things that needed to be taken care of. But they came out and got a lot of work done, and we do anticipate being full swing this afternoon with all of our sports and all of our outdoor activities, and of course our indoor activities as well. Projects are moving forward. We are working still on Waterfront Park. Just right now we are just waiting for, there was going to be some discussion today at Police, Legal, and Judicial regarding the IGA with SCDOT. We just communicated with them last week, and they are just waiting for final approval from the Federal Highway Administration. Once we get that, we should be good to go. And looking to go to bids and purchases, hopefully in November is what we're seeking for. So I'm sorry, not to bids and purchases, having it out for bid as early as November.
Now, we had our groundbreaking at Carolina Park. So what's the first thing we're going to be working on in that?
We are excited about that. As we did last week on Tuesday, we had our groundbreaking for Carolina Park. That's going to be a wonderful project there. We're going to be building the baseball field, two softball fields, basketball court, dog park for large and small dogs. Also on that basketball court are four more pickleball courts that will be provided for the community, and something on the north side of the town, because we don't have too much out on the north side of the town. We have a few at Park West, but we'll have some more courts on the north side of the town. There's also going to be two additional rectangular fields out there to be able to accommodate a lot of the demand we have for soccer and other rectangular fields sports. Beautiful, beautiful location. We're very excited about that. So that's funded and it's underway. They've started construction. While we were out there and finishing up the groundbreaking, they started like hammering in stakes and marking off their areas, and they were getting to work. So very excited about having that underway.
Good. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. If there's nothing else, we'll adjourn.
Thank you.